YouTube's phenomenal popularity has generated lots of buzz, not to mention quite a bit of cash. Google bought the site for $1.6 billion last year. But YouTube's success is creating a major headache for a different company whose website is only a few keystrokes away. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In a big warehouse outside of Toledo, Ohio, Ralph Gerkins is walking through his heavy equipment refurbishing operation. Welders are working on 40-foot-long pipe-making machines. They look sort of like giant green tractor engines.
Everything we're doing out here is machines that make tube and pipe.
Tube and pipe, and that's why Gerkins' company is called Universal Tube, or YouTube.
So this is kind of the other YouTube, I mean the first YouTube, right?
Yeah, this is the original YouTube.
That is YouTube spelled with the letter U for Universal Tube, not Y-O-U like the popular video site. Gerkins has had his YouTube.com website since 1996. It's a small company with just 15 employees, but over the past year, as the video YouTube site got popular, many web surfers trying to go there type in the wrong address and wind up on this company's website.
It's slowly built. We thought we were doing a great marketing job, but they weren't really looking for us.
Before YO YouTube came along, I mean, how many monthly visitors were you getting, you know, before that?
Oh, maybe 1,000 a month.
So, and those are like your real customers?
Those are our real customers.
Today, Gerken says there are about 150,000 people a day typing YouTube the wrong way and ending up on his site.
When we couldn't keep our server up, that's what happened.
You might not think that's such a big deal. This company's rebuilding industrial machinery. It's not exactly an internet company. But Gerken says 75% of his sales come in over the website. And with each one of these big tube-making machines costing a few $100,000, he just can't have his website going down. And there's just the nuisance factor. Some confused people looking for the YouTube videos call the phone number on this company's website.
They can't find the video and they don't know what they're doing. They're trying to download a video to our site. Right. And yeah, and how they would think that this is a video website, I have no idea.
Yeah, there's nothing too video about it. I mean,
no,
you go to the website, it's got pictures of machinery and stuff.
Just
right?
Big old green machines, you know.
Universal Tube has filed a lawsuit against Google and its YouTube to try to get compensation for the time and expense all the extra traffic is costing the business. Gerken says he's now paying upwards of $1,700 a month to pay for server space. And as the lawsuit puts it, these unwanted visitors, quote, often fill out plaintiff's sales request form seeking more information in a vulgar and belligerent manner. Exhibit 1 is a message left by one visitor who asks, quote, where the are the videos? $1.5 billion for this piece of website? Google got taken.
Just the people calling on the phone and then sending emails like that when Ralph wasn't here and I'd open them up. A lot of them were very, very rude.
Laura Smirin is a manager at the company who's gotten some of the phone calls and emails.
They were just nasty.
Ralph Gerkins has hundreds of them on his computer in his office. He sits down and scrolls through them. Some just repeat insults over and over.
Idiot, 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 idiot.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't.
Some of the hate mail is over the lawsuit. Some YouTube video fans seem to be worried that this equipment company might be threatening their favorite alternative video site, even though Google's YouTube is clearly the bigger company.
We're just a little guy.
A judge has already dismissed some of the claims in the lawsuit. Google says the remaining claims lack merit and that it will vigorously defend itself. Some legal experts say Universal Tube might still have a legitimate case, but they say such cases usually settle before trial. Meanwhile, Gerkins is trying to take advantage of the extra visitors to his YouTube site. He's got ads up selling ringtones or dating services to meet hot singles. Gerkins says so far the banner ads are covering his legal fees and website hosting costs. Chris Arnold, NPR News.